likes to drag in a going mill, plays a chicken just for the thrill, till you wind up in a ditch. She is my witch.
Hello, this is Lainey, and you just heard Sour Times by Portishead, and also She's My Witch by Kip Tyler. And the theme for this week is Halloween-related slash like October spooky songs.
October, or specifically the last day of October for some particular reason.
Well, the particular reason is we did Halloween last year,
yeah,
but
I was
we have...
upset.
For no reason. I very rightfully suggested this in our group chat, and I received some hate. But it's okay, because this year we're doing it better. We have even more takes on this. We have
true, actually. We're getting creative this year.
We're getting creative. We're getting niche.
At least I am.
We're adding a greater range of songs. It's not just about Halloween anymore. It's about what...
About specifically the last day of October.
Yeah. Yep.
And what it means to us, and what emotion it evokes.
And what it means.
And October.
You want to say anything about the rest
specifically?
I'll just brief my next two songs. So next is October Song by Amy Winehouse, just because it's fitting. And then after that will be Shaken by the Dandy Warhols, and which is a song from Skin Season 2, the Skin Season 2 soundtrack.
I hope you guys enjoy.
Today, my bird flew away, gone to You
You just heard Angel by Massive Attack off the wonderful album Mezzanine. My co-host Ari said, why is this Halloween? And maybe it's at least a little bug, so there's that. But we have some more, you know, maybe creepy, maybe startling picks coming up for you guys. And I have at least one song from a horror movie. Hit film Suspiria, 1977 version, really great movie. We have one 30-second chunk for you guys, but you should all watch that movie for this October. You have a little bit of time left, so just consider.
No hate on Massive Attack, though. It's a good song. I was genuinely curious.
No, like, yeah. But I don't know. It just felt right. Next, we got a song by Bjork, and I feel like it'll be kind of self-explanatory.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends?
Shout out to my friend Other Alex from back home for this thing. There?
With that hook light on the stairs.
What's
he building in there?
What do you think?
I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children.
No, he's not.
What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw.
doctors came out, they were visibly exhausted and shaken and stained red with spattered blood. The birth had killed my wife, but the child had survived. I went to a room and saw the baby. I wasn't allowed to hold it, but I stood and looked at it through a haze of confusion and contempt. I took the child home and cared for it. Every time it began to crawl and then walk, every time it grew teeth and bit me, I sat and watched him break every toy I gave him to play with. I picked up the cat, dead after he threw it down the stairs and broke its neck. I watched him and felt the resentment grow, saying it was left in place of my wife. He was a thing as far as humanity as the most vile beast. He ruined the innocence of my hatred for him. We sat and lived each other, both wishing death upon the other. The day came when I no longer was willing to accept him as a result of my sin. I approached him sleeping in his bed and put a pillow over his face. There was no sadness in this. As he started to struggle for air, I saw a flash of something and felt a warm stinging pain in my chest. As I took the pillow and saw the knife in my stomach, the blood spilled across the floor and I dropped to my knees. Then he came to finish me with a knife in his hand and murder in his eyes.
That was just a couple songs for you guys in rapid succession because they wanted me to stop playing What's He Building by Tom Waits, which is a classic. I said shout out. They gave that album a Grammy. I'm serious.
Who's they? Bring
I don't know. Whoever decides. Look, I'm saying it's a classic. I don't know how many streams it has, but it's probably billions. After that, you heard Opening to the Size, original, by Goblin, who made the album, apparently, for Suspiria, but it was just, like, 30 seconds. And then you heard 53 Folded Space, Lead Poisoning and Distortion by Combat Wounded Veteran. So, those, I hope you enjoyed them. We have one song by Geese coming up for you, and it's Trinidad.
I try.
Hello. There we go. I think it's working. Is it working?
Can you hear it in the microphone?
The headphones aren't working at all.
I feel like we would be able to hear it.
Hello.
It should be working.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, by all intents and purposes. Look, it's moving. Just keep talking.
Okay.
We got a PSA for you guys.
Discovering Nature. I'm going to read both of them because they're pretty short. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Discover other cool things to do. Visit discovertheforest.org. There was a lot of overlap between those two PSAs. But yeah, there's a lot of cool nature in the Medford-Somerville area, so go do that before it gets really cold.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a brief discussion.
Brief news segment.
Yeah,
we're in Studio Z right now, so it's a little complicated. One of the mics is off its little sort of stand, and so we don't know if that means it works or not, so we're all crowded around one microphone.
Yeah.
But, you know, Halloween is coming up. I don't know what day of the week it is next week, but it's one of them. And
it's Friday.
It's Friday. I have a midterm.
Me as well. Sure the day before. So.
Ideally, our costume would be I would be Roderick and Ari would be Greg and then Lainey would be Rowley.
Yes. Like,
in a perfect world, we make this happen.
Has the corner been updated on your recent hair change?
Lainey's red now.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think they were there when it happened.
If you see somebody with a bang and some like really vibrant red hair, it's probably me. But except there are plenty of people
reasonably vibrant.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
Like
we'll
when
get there
I would
someday.
I feel like I spoke to people about you who thought that you were genuinely a ginger. I can't remember who it was. But now I feel like they won't be confused. So yeah.
Your reputation is tarnished.
Okay.
We did it to her. We slopped it on her head.
Well,
it was a really powerful time.
I guess you can say that.
So that's the end of my selections for this beautiful show.
Are we done with news?
Oh, the news.
So
her hair is red, so we're going to be MJ and Spider-Man for one of them, in addition to
Roderick and Greg and Ari to be Green Goblin.
I am not doing any of that, actually.
I don't know.
No fun whatsoever.
Okay, well, I haven't watched it.
What do you want to be? What do you want to be, bruh?
You guys are looking down
Sorry,
on me like,
no.
like, I don't know. I feel like you guys are like two parents or something.
Aww.
Well,
we are.
Chud son.
In a very endearing way. I don't know. Each year I just pick something that I think that looks kind of good and I'm like, I'm some vague Halloween thing, like a witch or
you
a vampire
the
or something.
Last year,
I was a dust bunny last year, which was fire,
because
I had like a poofy white dress. And then I had Alex draw on my face for night two, and it was like a skeletal design that got wiped off instantly. I don't know. I have some like visions. Maybe I will be the Green Lantern.
I was trying to... It's like the Green Goblin, but you got it. We have to make her watch the movie first, but...
Wait, yeah.
Except even though we're going to be the comic book version. But another one that I was trying to convince Ari to do was to be Darwin and Gumball from The Amazing World of Gumball.
I don't own any orange.
And I know, it's kind of tricky. But it fits so well, I made her watch the first episode.
It was good. I liked it. I saw the resemblance. Yeah.
Pretty much. All right.
Okay.
I feel like this has been a successful news segment.
That's the news. That's what's happening. Now we have Ari's picks.
Chudy.
Chudy, as we've been.
I've been calling Ari Chudy, so if you hear us say Chudy.
Chudy. Chudy. That's another PSA for you guys.
We're expanding the English language. Day by day. So, first song is Sunny Day Real Estate Apparently they're going to be in Boston soon, so might have to hit that up. Yeah, all these songs are kind of more, I don't know, grungy in a way that reminded me of, like, Halloween. Then after that, we have a song by Joy Division, and then you'll hear from me again, Apple. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Apple soon. Okay. Yay.
Bye.
Beautiful, my dear, shuffle down the back stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose a feeling, let it out somehow.
Drink the long draft for Big Priest.
So that was New Big Prins by The Fall, who I've been getting into lately. I thought that this one was kind of Halloween-y because he just says, like, check the guy's track record, drink the log for long for the big priest. And I feel like, I don't know, with the priest thing and checking his record, like, what's he building in there? Like, it's very,
yes.
It's very, very ominous or, I don't know, spooky sounding. And his voice is just so, so powerful. Like, I don't know, he sounds so crazy in all of his songs. You should go listen to them. Last song we have is Alice in Chains. I thought this one was also very ominous, so... Oh, I guess I can't say the thing yet, but I'll interrupt the song later. At the top and bottom of every hour within a 5-minute margin, Alex. They trained us. Okay, listen and enjoy. I'll be back.
Don't.